Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A happy new year to you all. Parties working on the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement have all agreed to sign off on the First Amendment to the agreement, which gives interested groups more time to work on getting the plan federal approval. The states of California and Oregon, the Karuk, Yurok, and Klamath tribes, and the counties of Humboldt and Klamath have all agreed on the amendment, which will extend until the end of 2014. That means that the Federal Department of the Interior will need the agreement of the signatories to make any further changes to funding for tribes, water delivery for the new wildlife refuge, and any changes to the Habitat Protection Program. And we have an update on the vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred early yesterday morning around 4:30 on Highway 101 near Arcata, south of G Street. The pedestrian was wearing dark clothing, according to the CHP, when, for unknown reasons, he walked into the roadway of Highway 101. That's when he was struck by a 1992 Geo. The front of the car struck 40-year-old Ethan Penny, a Eureka resident. Penny was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. The county coroner's office will perform a toxicology test on Penny, and the incident remains under investigation. Local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol have been focusing on removing impaired drivers from local roads in a combined DUI crackdown effort that began on December 14th and will extend through tonight. As of this evening, 48 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI, a small increase over last year during the same time period. The good news is that so far there have been no DUI-related fatalities on local roadways. The focus on impaired drivers will continue into the new year, with the next maximum enforcement period being scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday, and more DUI task force operations and more DUI and driver license checkpoints throughout the county. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it has acquired the Crescent City branch of the former Chetco Credit Union after the National Credit Union Association okayed the deal. Coast Central will take over the deposits from Chetco members, and the consolidation will take place immediately on Wednesday at 6601 L Street in Crescent City. Chetco members can then make the transition and will remain insured by the NCUA. Chetco Credit Union has been in receivership since September of last year while the NCUA studied the best solution to continue credit union services for members and to protect the credit union's assets. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today is the first day of 2013, so we take a look back at America 100 years ago in 1913. The average American household income in 1913 was just under $10,000 compared to today, where the average household income hovers right around $50,000. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution passed, allowing the federal government to collect federal income tax. President Woodrow Wilson began his term as the 28th President of the United States, and the federal departments of Commerce and Labor were established. The 17th Amendment is passed as well in 1913, allowing for the direct election of senators, and American troops under the command of John Blackjack Pershing are fighting in the Philippines. The 50th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg was celebrated in 1913 as veterans from both the Army of the Potomac and the Army of Northern Virginia gathered at the battlefield, then and now a national park, to commemorate what is considered the turning point in the Civil War. The Federal Reserve was established in 1913, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the first rolling assembly line, and the construction of the Panama Canal is completed in the same year. World War I is still on the horizon in 1913, a conflict the United States would avoid until 1917. The population of the country was just over 97 million 100 years ago compared to more than 300 million today. The women's suffrage movement was gaining steam with massive demonstrations in Washington, D.C. as well as in London in 1913, and the Philadelphia A's defeated the New York Giants in the World Series. And that's the news on this first day of the new year. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.